Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thank you.
All right. We are going to be starting off this week close to home, at least close to home for KRWG. New Mexico State University is our licensee at the station, and you have a story with NMSU Chancellor Dan Arvizu, talking with him after a number of months on the job. I guess he started in June, you told me.
June 1st, I think, it is the official start date.
Yeah,
and Mike Cook talked to Mr. Arvizu because he was going up to Santa Fe along with other higher ed representatives around the state, like everybody else, looking to see what the legislature can do for him this year, because there's some extra money going around. And so he's being optimistic about that. But he did reflect a little bit on his, about 8 months now he's been on the job, how that he really was a learning curve. And he said at one point he had to quit asking himself, what were you thinking when you took the job? And so that indicates that there were a lot of things he had to learn on the fly. He said basically being a chancellor requires being a people manager, relationship builder, politician, diplomat, technical expert, and so forth. And he's now starting to finally get a feel for what it takes. And he says the challenges are still great, but he's optimistic that they can meet them at the NMSU. And he's optimistic about what might come from the legislature this spring.
Good to hear. Much to learn and much to do. Much to do as well in downtown Las Cruces, and the projects just keep coming. You have an historical perspective of the municipal courthouse building, and there's a reason for that, because it may be changing in the near future. There are plans for its future and plans to build a new courthouse building.
Right, and it's commonly called the old post office, because that was on the first floor and the basement, and in the basement of that building, and then the courthouse on the second floor, and now this is at 135 East Griggs downtown. They're talking about maybe turning, repurposing this building into the Las Cruces Museum of Art, which would move from its present location, and then build a new courthouse downtown, close to the plaza. And a lot of that is not quite set in detail yet, but that's the thinking going forward. But the article really also looks back at this very historical building, and how there's a photo of a hallway where post office and higher ups could kind of spy on their employees without their employees knowing it, because apparently everything was a cash transition in those days.
Oh my!
And so
an ugly part of their history there. Very interesting. You tell us everything. Doña Ana County has received an audit award. You have a story on that?
Yeah, they're real happy with that. It's the third one they've been given. New Mexico Association of Counties gives these out every year, and they divide it up into large counties, mid-size, and small. And Doña Ana County, being a large county, has won this for the third time, and it says it's gone 7 years without an audit finding.
Okay.
So,
well, congratulations
they're happy
to them
about that. Yeah.
Finally, in our last minute here, February is For the Love of Art Month, and you have a number of events.
There are a number of events, and as we were talking earlier, Fred, they're kind of decentralized for the love of art, but a lot of galleries and just functions, artists around in the arts community. Hang on to that For the Love of Arts Month, and it gives them another way of marketing their art, and maybe gives them another reason to open their gallery and so forth. So we have a number of stories that tie into all that. Art Obscura Gallery, we have a big feature on them. The Fine Arts Gallery has a new member, and they're celebrating their anniversary this month, There are some artist studios that are private studios that are going to be open to the public. And so a number of events, and it's throughout the arts section.
An issue of the Bulletin to keep through February. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.